And joining us from Lansing now are Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta, co-hosts of It's Just Politics, all ready to cover the governor's State of the State address tonight. First off, Rick, there are proposals already being leaked, and the first has to do with a merger of two huge state departments, the Department of Community Health and the Department of Human Services. What exactly does this mean?
Well, that remains to be seen. That, you know, we've seen these mergers happen and then unhappen sometimes in the past. The idea is that the Department of Community Health and the Department of Human Services, that they have missions that are close enough that maybe there are some efficiencies and service improvements that can be accomplished by combining them. And I guess the question is, these are both very, very, very large departments with fairly vast missions within their own milieus. And so the question is, can you get those efficiencies by combining two really, really big departments? I actually just afterwards ran into a former director of the Department of Social Services, which is what the Department of Human Services used to be. And he said, it's a good idea, but it needs to be done in stages. And if you're really going to get the service improvements that you want, that those savings need to go into services. So we'll see if they can accomplish that. And this will be done by an executive order, which means that the legislature can reject it, but otherwise it won't be voted on by the legislature.
And Zoe, we also know Governor Snyder is going to talk about roads, the roads plan that the last legislature passed in December.
So, because, how could he not?
He actually physically can't make a speech these days without talking about roads. I don't think he has it in him.
So true. What do you think we'll hear?
Well, he's going to be continuing to talk about this plan that the last legislature passed in December as the lame duck session was wrapping up, the one that some people are saying, the lawmakers threw to voters to decide. So this, again, is this vote in May about increasing the sales tax, changing the way that we pay taxes on gasoline. And so, again, something he's going to be pushing for to raise the money for road funding. It also has about $300 million for schools. Also some things that Democrats can get behind. So this is something, as we've talked before on Stateside, he is going to have to be campaigning for, for the next 5 months. And there is not a bigger stage than the State of the State address to do that.
Also sounds, Rick, like there'll be quite a bit of talk about jobs and skilled trade training.
The governor has said, he said it last year, he said it in his inauguration, and he will talk about it again tonight, we're sure. We'll talk about workforce development, especially the skilled trades. And this is part of his long-term mission to basically position Michigan as a place where large and small manufacturers can come and locate. And his theory on this is that the state that gets ahead of all the other states in doing this is going to have about a decade-long jump ahead of the competition. But when he talks about it, he does speak about it in terms of it being a national problem, that we don't have a highly trained, skilled workforce that's available that has what employers are looking for.
It has been a pretty persistent theme. Zoe, are we hearing anything from Democrats about any of this yet?
Yeah, absolutely. Rick and I were at sort of a pre-rebuttal.
A pre-buttal.
A pre-buttal.
Of the governor's address tonight that the Democrats held. They didn't necessarily say that they were against, these mergers of these two departments. They were saying, though, it needed to be done carefully. We also have heard some union folks come out and sound a little concerned about what this will mean for jobs for some of these state workers. And as we know, there are quite a few things to sort of sweeten the pot for Democrats going back to the road funding. So that's, again, something that they're going to get behind also. The governor also is likely to talk about some energy issues. Also, third grade reading issues is something he's going to bring up. So we'll wait.
Third grade reading to be in it. In fact, the governor has more things that he'd like to talk about
than there's time
to actually talk about. So we'll see how that gets parsed.
Right. So that's what the Democrats were talking about in their pre-buttal. All of these new policy initiatives that we're hearing about tonight, the Democrats will then talk about in their post speech rebuttal.
One of the interesting things is that the Democrats, that they had some stern warnings for the governor, but they really didn't go on the attack. There wasn't a preemptive launch. And I think that part of that is because even though the minorities are even smaller in this session than they were in the last session, that Rick Snyder is starting to show some signals of independence from his Republican legislature. And we could see a governor who, in 2015 and 16, who's a bit more of a triangulator, to, you know, borrow the word from the Clinton presidency, where he goes to Republicans for some things and for Democrats to other things and sort of tries to forge a coalition out of the center. We'll see if it actually transpires that way.
Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta joining us from Lansing, getting ready to cover Governor Snyder's State of the State address. Thanks so much, you two.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Cindy.